Chapter 11. Danger.
Mrs. Randall and I finish our pizza and it's time to leave. We get into the car and drive home. We don't know that a man in a big black car is watching us. On the way home, my phone rings. It's Inspector Shaw. "Sally, where are you and Mrs. Randall?" he shouts. "I think somebody saw your car at Matt's house. They know you discovered them, and they took Matt to a different place. Be careful. Maybe they'll come after you." I look in the mirror and see a big black car behind us. "Oh no," I shout. "They're following us. What can we do?" "Go home and lock the door," the inspector shouted. "We've got your address. We'll be there soon." Mrs. Randall drives fast, but the car stays close behind us. We stop at my house and run inside. I lock the doors. Grandma is watching TV in the living room. "Come quickly, Grandma," I shout. "There's no time to explain. We must hide in the cellar." Grandma is confused.
"What? What are you talking about?"
"No time, Grandma," I shout. "Come." We hurry downstairs and hide in the darkest corner of the room. We're very frightened. How can we defend ourselves? And where is Grandpa? There's no time to look for Grandpa. We hear footsteps. Someone is coming. It's the most terrifying moment of our lives. We see some boots on the stairs. He's going to find us. The man starts to shout, "I know you're there. Come out or I'll shoot." The three of us hold hands. We're trembling with fear. We hear the click of a gun, and we know the man will start to shoot around the room. But then we hear a sudden blow and a cry of pain, and then silence. I'm very frightened and can't open my eyes. Suddenly, Grandpa's voice breaks the silence.
"What's happening? Who was that horrible man?"
I want to laugh and cry. What a relief! Grandpa saved us! He's holding his walking stick in his left hand, but doesn't remember anything. He's our hero. A minute later, the police arrive and find the criminal unconscious on the floor. They handcuff him and he opens his eyes. He tells the police that Mats is in the car boot, and they free him. It's the end of his long nightmare. "Oh, Mats," I say, "you'll see your parents soon. The police saved them and they're having checkups at the hospital. They're fine and everything's okay now." The boy is still in trauma.
"I thought he was finally going to kill me,"
he explains.
"Sally, I can't believe you saved us all."
"It wasn't me. Grandpa saved us all," I say. "He's the big hero." The police take Matt to the hospital for a checkup too, and then he meets his parents for the first time in 3 months. The police leave the reunited family alone for a few minutes. There'll be time for questions later.